You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Hello, and welcome to this special bonus episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I had this great idea come into my mind today, and I wanted to record some quick thoughts about it and put out a special bonus episode for it. So what are we talking about today? Well, from the title of the episode, this is how to start talking about money. We're going to cover some quick points and get right into it today. We're going to talk about how to talk about pay with other people, how to approach sharing your financial wins with other people, how to approach talking about money with a spouse, how to approach talking about money with friends and asking them for advice and things like that. Because talking about money can be scary, but it doesn't need to be. It's also something that for some reason is like shunned from talking about. You're not supposed to talk about it, but that is a very bad approach that a lot of people take with their money. We should all be talking about money more, because when we're talking about it more, we all do better with money. So let's get right into the first topic of today, which is talking about your paycheck with other people. So how do you talk about your pay with other people? How do you talk about what you should be getting paid, and how do you figure out what to get paid fairly? Well, there's a lot of websites online that can help you figure out what a fair pay is for your position or your job title or experience level and all those sorts of things. And those tools are great. And they're a great starting ground for people talking anonymously about their pay, because maybe it would create an awkward work environment if everyone was continually talking about their pay. And I don't want to say don't talk about your pay in the workplace, but it can create a weird environment, and that's okay. But if it comes up that you need to figure out what other people in your position are getting paid, if you work in a large department where there's a lot of people doing a similar job and there's not a lot of like separation between the most experienced person and the newest person, and you should probably mostly be getting paid fairly, don't hesitate to talk about that. I know in one of my wife's previous positions, the new people were getting paid more than the people who had been there, which just isn't fair. And I think everyone can agree to that. Unless the person coming on has way more education or way more experience, then there's certainly a discussion to be had. But if they weren't actively talking about money, and if people weren't talking about their wage and salary and things like that, those sort of situations would never get discovered. So make sure you're talking about pay with others, whether it's anonymously through sites like Glassdoor or salary.com or all those other places where you can post salary information. Make sure you're sharing it there so that places can build accurate databases of fair and competitive wages for all kinds of different positions. But we need to at least start there when it comes to talking about pay. But if you start talking about it with your coworkers, then it allows everyone to be getting paid more fairly. So it's a great place to start when it comes to talking about pay. Next, let's talk about how to talk about your financial wins and how to talk about those in the context of helping other people. How do you talk about your financial wins? So let's say you finally paid off all your credit card debt. You finally hit that big milestone that you've always wanted to reach when it comes to your financial journey. What do you do to tell people about it? How do you not sound like you're bragging? Well, it's kind of a tough news to tell people. If you're just telling people to tell them, you're kind of bragging. And sure, if there's people that have come along the journey, then certainly tell them that you reached that goal. If you have an accountability partner, tell them immediately so that you can celebrate that moment together. But if you're just telling people to tell them about it, then you probably are bragging. If it comes up and someone says, I'm working on paying off my credit card debt, then you share immediately that it's possible and how you did it and how you felt after getting that financial win, because that's how we do better together. We share our success stories and we share the good things that we know about personal finance so that we can get rid of those bad, not correct ways of handling credit cards, bad ways of investing and all those sort of things. So share what you're doing well. Just don't go around talking about it all the time. Don't go around bragging about it all the time. Share when it's appropriate. Share when the conversation comes up. and have those topics and ideas and financial wins in mind so that when that conversation does come up, you're ready very quickly to share. But how do you talk about money with a spouse? Let's talk about that next. This one is extremely important, especially if you're married. So I'm going to be quick because maybe not all of our audience is married, but anytime you're trying to talk about money with a spouse, you have to make sure you both understand where you're coming from with money. I've shared previously on how Rebecca and I both came from different situations with money where money wasn't talked about a whole lot in my family, and in her family it was maybe talked about too much, or it was a very talked about point. But that brings us both from a different perspective, which allows us both to have different feelings and thoughts around money. It's much more important for Rebecca to have money saved in some sort of rainy day fund or have money that she can use to spend on things that she wants. And for me, I'm all about invest. We got to find the most optimal, efficient, and optimized way to use our money. So you just got to understand where you're both coming from. Set regular conversation dates. Don't be afraid to talk about money. And if you're married, you should, I believe, be doing your finances together. Whether the money's in different accounts, I don't think that matters as much, but you need to be on the same page and talking about money together. So that's how you talk about it with a spouse. How do you talk about it in like a friend environment? How do you share with your friends what you're doing with your money? I think that talking about money with your friends can be one of the most important ways to learn and to grow when it comes to your personal finances. And I think talking about it with your friends blends sharing your financial wins as well as blends sharing about money with your spouse. Because if you're sharing with your friends, you don't want to be bragging all the time. You don't want to be saying, hey, we hit $1 million net worth. Haha, look at us living the rich life. No one's going to like that friend. But if you're saying, hey, we just got out of debt because we've been spending the last 6 years really just working away because this was an important goal of ours. And it's really just changed our life. And I wanted to share that with you guys. And maybe you go celebrate with your friends. That maybe that's something you do because they are likely on that journey with you. But I think friends are a great place to ask questions. If you have a question about how to get the best auto loan right now because a friend recently went through that situation, ask them. Be willing to share those wins, be willing to share your questions, be willing to listen, and just like with the spouse, understand where each other comes from, and don't be hard on each other, but be supportive, is how you talk about money with a friend. But why is talking about money scary? Let's go over that next. Well, I think money and talking about money is scary for most people because they've never really been taught it properly. The only people that are teaching people about money is banks and credit unions, and they're only teaching you how to get loans and how to do things that make the bank and credit unions money. And they're not the right source to be listening to. They're just not. You should not be attending any seminar that Wells Fargo is telling you about debt or anything like that. You should not be listening to those sources. They do not have your best interest in mind. And that's plain and simple. You can look at their savings accounts and their savings account rates, and they can tell you right away that they don't have your best interest in mind. They only have their bottom line and their stockholders' interest in mind. Now, certainly, I don't want to paint with a broad brush that all banks and credit unions are bad. There's certainly ones out there that do their job well, but there's a ton of free online resources talking about money, sharing wins, sharing the simple things to help you get wealthier and do better with your money. Those are the right sources to be listening to. But talking about money can be scary because we're taking information from the wrong sources. And it leads us to bad financial situations where we feel like we're the idiot because we found ourselves in this situation when it's really no fault of your own. It's just the cards that you were dealt. It's the education you were given. And talking about money allows us all to gain a better education together through feedback and collaboration on different financial techniques, different financial strategies, and different things that you can do when it comes to your personal finances to help you learn about behavior, to learn about the emotions behind money, and all these other things that aren't really ever taught to you. Those sort of lessons only come from conversation, and that's why talking about money is important. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This was a quick bonus episode because I wanted to talk about it. I was thinking about it on my train ride home, and I think we all just need to be talking about money more. And the one thing that would mean the most to me is if you would share this episode with a friend and then talk about it. Talk about how you can set goals together and keep each other accountable to your financial journey that you're on. I think it's a great place to start. So please just get out there and start talking about money. But thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.